Someone to love like this only existed in my prayers. Until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Heaven. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful, because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News. 76 days after deadly floods hit central Texas, Governor Greg Abbott meeting with families affected by the disaster.
With at least 135 deaths and billions in property damage from the July 4th floods, Governor Greg Abbott says
the emergency doesn't end the day the water stops rising.
The literal flood was met by a flood of support in fundraising events like country star George Strait's benefit concert. Abbott brought checks totaling $7 million in donations to flood victims like Reese Whitley, who says his small portion will go a long way.
We've lost literally everything.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Starbucks employees in three states are suing the company over its new dress code and the costs involved. Since May, they've been required to wear black shirts and khaki, black or blue denim bottoms, among other requirements. Workers in Illinois, Colorado, and California say Starbucks is violating state laws by refusing to reimburse those who had to buy new clothes to comply. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat as highs scrape 80. And we've got a small chance for showers, maybe a storm early this afternoon. And as we head into the evening, the chances ramp up, leaving us tomorrow with some lingering rain early and more showers, possibly a thunderstorm again in the afternoon. Now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom. Call Bath Planet at 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reinstating its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard says they recommend individuals 6 months and older get a COVID booster during the fall respiratory virus season. The Universities of Wisconsin adds security screenings for Board of Regents meetings this week. Attendees will be required to walk through metal detectors, and anyone who refuses a screening or has a prohibited item will be denied entry. The Regents meet Thursday and Friday on the UW-Madison campus. And a new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers. The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Farming is more than a job. It's a way of life that comes with tough challenges. That's why I am proud to be a member of Wisconsin Farm Bureau. They've helped me grow as a leader and prepare me to face whatever comes next. And now I'm part of shaping a better future for Wisconsin agriculture by making my voice heard. Let's grow together. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers. A vision for agriculture. Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance. Keeping Wisconsin strong.
They believe in protecting the families and children in our farming communities. Kids love to be included in the daily farm activities, but accidents can happen quickly. Reduce the chance of injury by making sure your farm is a safe environment for adults and kids. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikens. News This Hour being brought to you by Amplify Health by Gunderson Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. Thrivent Financial, downtown Durand, where money means more. Find out more at thrivent.com. NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And Sane Associates, downtown Durand, your auto owner's agents. And Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Unofficial enrollment in the Durand, Arkansas school district is lower. Superintendent Ryan Nelson says so far it looks as if enrollment will be down about 2%.
Unofficially, we're right around 975 right now, which was down about 2% from where we were last year. Part of the reason we had a little bit larger graduating class last year, a little bit smaller incoming kindergarten class this year. So you usually want to go the other way. That's where things stand. So
the official enrollment will be taken tomorrow with Third Friday attendance. The Lake City Public School District is receiving a large donation from an alum. KTTC-TV reports that the district received a $1.2 million gift from Andrew Peters, a 1950s graduate and member of the state championship football team. According to the district, the money will be used to support long-term improvements to the football athletic complex, which was Peter's wish. There are no details on what the improvements to the complex will look like. The Chippewa Falls City Council is back at full strength. The body had been left with vacancies following the summer resignations of Scott Sullivan and Heather Martell. Tim Nomet had already taken the Sullivan seat, and now Dan Dixon has been sworn in as Martell's replacement. The council's newest member says he's anxious to get to work and describes Chippewa Falls as a fantastic city that punches above its weight. La Crosse police are investigating a recent act of vandalism at a local cemetery. Reports say that between 5 p.m. on September 10th and 9:05 a.m. on September 11th, a suspect or multiple suspects damaged a number of headstones at the Oak Grove Cemetery. Anyone with additional information on the incident or the people involved are encouraged to contact police. The Wisconsin Crime Alert Network is asking for the public's help in finding a vehicle in a check fraud case. According to the Crime Alert Network, Adam Babel attempted to cash a fraudulent check at Wisconsin Credit Union. He was in possession of a counterfeit check that was made out to him. He advised authorities he was picked up at the Salvation Army in La Crosse by three unknown black males, where he was propositioned to cash checks that were made out to him. A white 2025 Toyota RAV4 with Minnesota license plates SJJ913 was identified as the suspect's vehicle. Rental information returns to 35-year-old Lawrence Clock from Daytona Beach, Florida, who's the suspect in the case. Babel confirmed that Clock was one of the individuals based on a photo ID. Now, if you have any information on that vehicle, you're to contact the Menominee Police Department. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Elmwood police are asking for the public's help in identifying the person or persons responsible for damage to property at Butternut Park. According to police, a vehicle was reported on the grass, spinning its tires, damaging the grass and causing ruts on Tuesday. If anyone has any information on the incident, they'd call Elmwood police. WWR Environmental, along with Eau Claire County, will be hosting the final clean sweep event of the year this weekend. Saturday's event will run from 8 a.m. to noon at 5200 Ryder Road. The event will provide Eau Claire County residents with the opportunity to safely rid themselves of household hazardous materials. Most of the materials can be disposed of for free, though there will be a small fee for things like latex paint and light bulbs. More details can be found at EauClaireCounty.gov. A middle school teacher in western Wisconsin has died following a severe allergic reaction to a bee sting. Mindy Ramberg, a fifth grade social studies teacher and head softball coach at St. Croix Middle School in Hammond, died Tuesday morning. Ramberg was stung on the lip by a bee at around 3 p.m. on Saturday. According to a family post, she experienced an allergic reaction within minutes and lost consciousness. She had been hospitalized since the incident. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reinstating its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard said they are recommending individuals 6 months and older get a COVID booster during the fall respiratory virus season. Westergaard says evidence continues to show that COVID-19 vaccines lower the chance of severe illness across age groups, which is especially important for people who might be at risk. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order Monday requiring the state to set its own COVID vaccine guidelines after Federal Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. limited vaccine eligibility. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
A sunken ship has been found after decades of searching. Cargo ship F.J. King sank about 140 years ago during a storm off the Wisconsin coastline with 600 tons of iron ore on board. A team led by historian Brendan Ballard found the ship in June with the help of sonar technology. The discovery team will hold a press conference September 24th at the Door County Maritime Museum, which will include a 3D virtual reality tour of the shipwreck. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Mom, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotion. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. Consequently, they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Dial pound 250 and say the words micro, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250 micro. Pure talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat as highs scrape 80. Now we've got a small chance for showers, maybe a storm early this afternoon. And as we head into the evening, the chances ramp up, leaving us tomorrow with some lingering rain early and more showers, possibly a thunderstorm again in the afternoon. Now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom. Call Bath Planet at 1-800-329-4115. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Brewers go for a sweep of the Angels in their three-game series at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Quinn Priester gets the starting nod for the Brewers, whose magic number to clinch the Central is down to six. The Cubs trail the Brewers by five games after clinching a playoff spot yesterday. They'll open a four-game series in Cincinnati against the Reds tonight. The Reds in fifth place in the National League wildcard race. Sixth-ranked Badger women's volleyball team earned a three-set sweep of in-state rival Marquette last night at five-serve form. The sixth-ranked Badgers hosting number 15 Florida on Sunday. Week three of the NFL season kicks off tonight in Orchard Park, New York. Buffalo Bills playing host to the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo's 2-0. The Dolphins are winless at 0-2. Packers have another day of work this afternoon as they get ready for their first road game of the season, a trip to Cleveland to take on the Browns on Sunday. And the football Badgers continuing to get ready for their Big Ten opener at home on Saturday against Maryland. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
NASCAR returns to New England this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay, things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
This is what being a NASCAR fan is all about.
Win at Talladega.
Singular history and tradition.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
And triple header playoffs action to ratchet up the stakes.
We gotta go.
Throw in a can't-miss concert, and you've got more than a race. You've got Talladega. NASCAR Playoffs Weekend at Talladega, October 17th through the 19th. Get your tickets now at TalladegaSuperspeedway.com. Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of NASCAR.
The NASCAR Cup Series is set to make its annual trip to New England this weekend for Sunday's Mobile One 301 at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Former champion and current title contender Ryan Blaney says that the 1 mile oval is a track that holds a lot of character and is perfect to begin the round of 12.
People up there in New Hampshire are really passionate about motorsports, and so I'm happy that it's back. But that's a fun place, flat. Rough getting into turn three. These cars are sensitive to bumps and roughness. It's a good one to start it off.
Practice and qualifying is set for Saturday afternoon. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Biodegradable plastic mulch is an alternative to regular plastic mulch in crop production. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's being field tested this year as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Using black plastic mulch for growing fields of vegetable crops helps conserve moisture and suppresses weeds, but it's a pain to pull up at the end of the season. You also need a place to dispose it. Researchers at Iowa State University's Horticulture Research Station are testing various types of biodegradable plastic mulch on pepper plants. I was there in early August to learn more about the experiment. Ajay Nair is a vegetable extension specialist. He says they want to see how much of the biodegradable mulch is left and are also testing how it affects plant growth.
So far, things look okay. You can see some subtle differences in the height and the greenness, and we will be measuring some chlorophyll measurements here, plant height, stem diameter, to document more the science behind what's actually happening. We have also buried sensors in there to see how much of a temperature rise do we get using these mulches as compared to the traditional white and black plastic mulch. Soil temperature is another thing we are constantly measuring.
You'll pay about twice as much for biodegradable mulch compared to the regular plastic, but Nair says there are other cost savings and benefits.
One, labor in the fall. When all those high school kids have gone back to school, who is going to pull the plastic, right? That's a challenge. And then the landfill cost. And again, that environment-friendly thing, if you can show that you can just till it under, that's better.
The idea behind biodegradable plastic is that it's chewed up into bits by soil bacteria when it's tilled in. Nair says they don't expect it will degrade completely, but it should be enough that it doesn't hinder planting or other field operations in the spring. Learn more about biodegradable plastic mulch at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code LIFE.
78 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are mostly lower. October still up 2 to 17.38. November down 10 to 16.92. December down 6 to 17.05. January down 9 at 16.91. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 160.440. Pound blocks down a quarter to 168 and a quarter. No trades on the day. Cash butter down a half to 180 and a half. Seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 114 and a half. Nine trades on the day. Dry way up 2 to 63. Two trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are lower. Feeder cattle markets are mostly higher today. Now, the back and forth nature of the live cattle market trade continues as the box beef prices are lower. That's led to some selling back in the live cattle market, even though there had been some short covering, at least early on. Meanwhile, feeder cattle markets, well, they're moving mostly higher as, again, there's some short covering. And also, the feeder cattle complex still has a strong position, at least in the countryside, and that is helping to support some of the contracts. Meanwhile, the hog markets, they are moving mostly higher after starting the day mostly lower. Now, the trade is pleased to see cash prices and midday pork values continue to be slightly higher, but the traders still seem unwilling to push the market too far outside of the current trading range. October live cattle down 32 cents to 230.77. December down down 5 cents to 232.62. February down 5 cents to 234.30. September feeder cattle up $1.42 to 356.45. October up 20 cents to 349.32. November up 60 cents to 344.72. October hogs up 25 cents to 97.57. December up 2 cents to 87.65. February up 15 cents to 89.85. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn, soybeans, and wheat futures are declining today. Corn is facing resistance from chart selling. Soybeans are pressured by weaker soybean oil futures, and rainy weather is pushing wheat prices lower as well. Harvest activity continues to influence the corn and soybean markets as well in the background, and the trade is still waiting to see some results from the president's meeting with the Chinese president for hopefully to see some agriculture trade between the two countries. December, March, and May corn both down 2.5. December 424 and a quarter. March 442. May 451 and three quarters. New crop 26 down 2.25 to 463 and a quarter. November and January beans down 7.75. November 1036. January 1055 and a quarter. March down 7.5 to 1070.5. New crop 26 down 6 to 1078.5. October soybean meal down $1.80 to $2.82.10. October soybean oil down 58 cents to $50.66. Chicago wheat, December down 3 to 525 and a quarter. March down 3 and a quarter to 543. Minneapolis wheat, December and March down 1 and a quarter. December 572 and 3 quarters. March 593 and a quarter. Energy markets today. October crude oil down 51 cents to 63.54. November down 46 cents to 63.24. And October and November gas both down 2 cents. October at 2 even. November at 194. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting and its members are working to end rural hunger. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Food insecurity knows no boundaries, but it disproportionately impacts rural areas of the country. That's why the National Association of Farm Broadcasting and its members are teaming up with Feeding America to ensure everyone has access to healthy meals. Lynn Newhope, president and CEO of Feeding America, says a surprisingly large number of children are threatened by hunger every day.
During the whole month of September, Feeding America and our national network of 200-plus food banks, over 60,000 faith-based and community-based organizations that all work together to ensure that people facing hunger have access to the nutritious food that they need. All across the country, we're working to come together with our partners to elevate the voices of people who are facing hunger and inspire our nation to take action.
Newhout says hunger hits rural areas even more than urban centers.
There are over 47 million people in America who are experiencing food insecurity, including 13 million children. That's one in five kids. And what we know about rural hunger is that the rates of food insecurity in rural communities can be much, much higher than in other areas. We know that in many rural communities, child food insecurity rates can be as high as nearly 50%.
Drew Montre, Vice President of Agri-Food Engagement at Feeding America, says they work with farmers across the country who are making a difference.
Our network works with farmers in the ag community every day across commodities and across skills. So for some farmers, that means they connect regularly with a local agency in their community or their local food bank. And we're encouraging you to reach out to your local food banks to see how you can get involved.
For more information on how you can help, visit NAFBHunger.com. That's NAFBHunger.com. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. University of Wisconsin-River Falls faculty and staff, along with a recent UW-River Falls graduate, traveled to Thailand as part of a larger group this past summer to learn about that country's growing dairy industry and explore opportunities to collaborate. The trip was funded by a grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The idea behind the grant was to promote collaboration and networking between the dairy industries in Wisconsin and Thailand, said Grace Lewis, a UW-River Falls Assistant Professor of Food Science and Principal Investigator for the grant. Lewis was joined on the nine-day trip by UW-River Falls Dairy Plant Manager Ruben Nielsen, recent UW-River Falls graduate Neva Bollinger, Director of Quality and Grading for Wisconsin Aging and Grading Cheese Incorporated, Randy Swenson, and UW-River Falls Assistant Professor of Geology, Kevin Thason. They were also accompanied by representatives from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin who helped organize the travel. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, along with Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, are reintroducing bipartisan legislation, the Fertilizer Research Act, which would require the U.S. Department of Agriculture to conduct a study on competition and trends in the fertilizer market and their subsequent impacts on prices. Grassley, a lifelong family farmer and member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, said fertilizer is an essential tool of our farmers rely on to maintain healthy soil and improve crop yields. Ernst said, "I'm working hard to drive down fertilizer costs and make life more affordable for both farmers and consumers. By gaining a better understanding of the fertilizer industry, the approach will provide the foundational knowledge needed to give farmers much-needed clarity and certainty as the harvest approaches." The Fertilizer Research Act is endorsed by the National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, and other organizations. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico are set to formally begin consultations ahead of the review of their regional USMCA trade accord next year, the U.S. and Mexico announced this week. The consultation process began Wednesday. Mexican Economy Minister Marcelo Ebrard said an evaluation of the trade pact's results over the past 5 years will take place between now and the end of the year to prepare for negotiations over a possible extension of the agreement in 2026. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, which estimates that USMCA covers nearly $2 trillion in U.S. goods and services within the region, made a similar announcement in an official notice seeking public comment on the matter. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney last month said his government would also hold industry consultations on the trade agreement this fall, though Canada's process has not yet formally begun. Bovine bird flu is now a thing in Nebraska, according to the Nebraska Department of Agriculture. The NDA and USDA in recent days identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a dairy cattle herd in central Nebraska. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service, working with the National Veterinary Services Laboratories, confirmed a similar strain of the virus to what infected a herd in California. Cattle are at little risk of death with proper care, and the herd has been quarantined, officials said. Nebraska State veterinarian Dr. Roger Dudley asked the state's cattle producers to monitor their biosecurity protocols and contact a vet if they noticed any symptoms. The state warned farmers to watch for decreases in hunger and milk production, along with clear nasal discharge, tacky or loose feces, dehydration, fever, and lethargic behavior. Here in the state of Wisconsin, no dairy cattle have been infected with the HPAI virus. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected over the next few days in our ag weather forecast as a slow-moving system over the Dakotas continues to move east. We'll also begin to cool down with temperatures into the upper 60s to mid-70s. Partly sunny, a 40% chance of showers and storms this afternoon. High 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 61 to 66%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and storms. Lows 58 to 63. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. East winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20, anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, cloudy, 70% chance of showers and storms, highs 69 to 74, relative humidities at 74 to 79%, southeast winds at 5 to 9, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation expected. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lands he composes. Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold. When she needs a shoulder, if life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday, and tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. Well, he says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. And I never will get her back. I did my best, thought of it. Every move that he makes. somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines he composes, things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder if life gets too rough. Kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that?
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. A plenty old enough. And you can't stop love.
Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination.
woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Call in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge.
Season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like Cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know him here in this big city. He's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year. I swear for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city. Yeah, I do.
Panther Sports is Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Long time ago, and even now in my arms, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time that your memories die, when you hold me tonight, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday. Maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday you'll see the light. Let it be me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
It's supposed to hurt, it's a broken heart, but the moving on is the hardest. Everybody knows, everybody knows. What if I'm trying?